Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant, and he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
I've often talked about it. It's an epidemic in America, tick disease. It affects our dogs. It affects us, too. But we'll talk about the dog part of it with a veterinary parasitologist. I mean, why has tick disease become a thing? Why is it so bad? What happened here? He will explain the answers to all of that. I get asked frequently, okay, I've done an interview with somebody who's doing good, but what can I do about it? Well, this organization does a lot of good, Canines for Warriors. What they do is they save dogs. Dogs often destined for death's door who have done nothing wrong, wonderful dogs, and pairs up these dogs with veterans, our warriors, our heroes, who may have post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome. And they train the dogs to work with these warriors and be with them as companions for the rest of the dog's lives. I mean, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing, right? Well, here's something that you can do very easy. It all has to do with a sponsor. Yes, a sponsor, Merrick Pet Food, but it's a really good pet food and it's really easy to help out. And we will talk with Rory Diamond, the CEO of the organization I speak of, and he will tell us how you can help out. Certainly we can help our cats at this time of year. And, you know, I received an email, Steve, you forgot to talk about this, and you were right. So I talked about a couple of weeks ago, hot weather concerns in pets, you know, about dogs going on the very hot and in some places in this country, scorching hot asphalt and the pavement, how hot that really gets, certainly leaving dogs in hot cars. But the email was, Steve, you left out the cats and the cats that fall out of windows in the summer. Really, there's a name for this. It's called high-rise syndrome. The question is, do cats really land on all fours? I will have that answer. Most of all, take your telephone calls. You have a pet behavior question about your dog, your cat, your pet snake? Well, I'm trained in animal behavior for dogs and cats. I can give the snake a try. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Let's go to the phones now, and we have Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you.
So what's up?
I adopted two shelter dogs. One is going to be 7 this December, and my problem dog turned 5 in June.
What kind of dog is your problem dog?
Lucy is a cockapoo, so they say. Uh-huh. And then Spud is a Shih Tzu, a Shih Tzu poodle mix.
Okay.
I've had Lucy for about 2 years, and again, she's from a shelter.
So now I'm hoping it'll be in my lifetime.
That's true. Me too. I don't know whether these were weakened by her being in a shelter or her previous home, but I would pretty much say that from day one, we've had trouble training her. I don't think she's a submissive urinator. I think she's more, she has some jealousy and aggression issues with my other dog and my cat.
Whoa.
And I think she does a lot of urine marking.
Hmm.
She'll go on command as soon as I let her outside. I
mm-hmm.
go potty.
Mm-hmm.
She goes right on command. She has no bathroom signal, so I am constantly, you know, letting her out for fear of, you know, what happens.
So let's back up a little bit. I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
So she has accidents in the house, right?
Yes.
Does she have accidents in one place? And does she have accidents when you're home, when you're not home, every 6 hours? Can you give me more details?
She has accidents when I'm not home. She has accidents, and I wouldn't even call them accidents. Like, I truly believe that she would be great with being the only dog in a home.
Mm-hmm.
I truly feel that this is jealousy. I mean, when she's in her crate, she loves her crate, by the way.
What do you mean by jealousy? What happens?
Like, if I have my other dog up on the couch with me and I'm petting him, or if I have Lucy with me and my other dog just walks by, or the cat even, she has just gone after them, like, terribly.
And what do you do?
You know, I just move as quickly as I can and kind of do that shrug shake with her to get her off of the cat or the dog.
All right. Here's how I start. When the dog is in the house, keep the dog on a leash.
Yes.
So you have control. And I want you to have control for two reasons. Your dog can't run or bolt after the cat or the other dog. If the dog's on a leash, it can only get so far. So I want to do this to help you have control over your dog and to protect the other animals in the house, as well as the dog can't go off and pee. So if you get up from the couch and you have to go or want to go get a sandwich from the refrigerator, which sounds mighty good right now to me, and you want to do, take the dog with you on the leash. You could, if you're holding things, tether the dog to your waist somehow. You know, if you have a belt loop, you know, if you have a bathrobe on, you could even do it around the loop on the robe. You could tie two leashes together and take the second part of the leash and tie it around your waist, but or just hold it. You know, and leashes come with that little hook, sort of, that little opening, and you could just, you know, pull that up on your arm. You have a small dog. So you have all those options, and still you're able to carry things. But if the dog is with you and just a couple of feet from you, the dog can't go off and piddle. And if the dog begins to lift her, well, she's not lifting her leg, is she? She's squatting.
No.
Right? Okay, so
right.
good. Because female dogs can actually lift their leg. But
she actually does that, like, on trees when we're walking.
Yeah.
Like, almost be on her front legs.
Okay, she could be marking, but let's give this a try, because this is the easier fix. And if she begins to squat or begins to pee, no matter how she goes about it, then quickly whisk her outside. Again, the advantage of having a small dog is you could do that.
Yes.
You know, so grab her, say no, and pick her up and take her outside. If she performs outside, then reward her and tell her how wonderful she is. And get as much of the urine smell out of the house as you possibly can, because really that at some point in time only encourages her to go in the house. And use an odor neutralizer to do that. Now, if this really isn't getting you anywhere and you don't see improvement, then what I would do is call a veterinary behaviorist. And there is one in Chicago, actually. And the reason for that is a psychopharmacological drug might be able to help, because what that does is it changes brain chemistry just enough to make learning possible. And probably after that drug happens, you'll get similar advice.
Okay, well, I appreciate your help, Steve.
Like me on Facebook. Yeah, I have a fan page. You gotta, right? It's part of the law now. You have to have a fan page if you're on the radio. I have one, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative. My favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
So there's a time of year for everything, right? This is the time of year when cats are falling out of windows. There's a name for it. It really does happen often enough that several years ago, someone gave this a name. It's called high-rise syndrome, where cats are tumbling out of high-rise buildings. How does that happen? Well, on a nice day, people open up their windows, and even if they have a screen out, sometimes the cats inadvertently push on the screen, and out they go, or see a butterfly or a bird or something else going by, and they want to bat at it. They don't realize or care at that moment. Well, I'm 48 stories up. This is not going to be a good idea. And they go for it, and they push the screen out. Sometimes people keep cats out on balconies, you know, 5 stories up, 4 stories up. Doesn't have to be up on the 84th story for a cat to get very, very hurt. And you're going to say, but I thought cats land on all fours. Well, they do have a mechanism in their brain that rights themselves. So unlike people, unlike dogs, in midair, without thinking, they automatically, often, turn themselves over so they land on all fours. Well, that's if they can do it. So their brain may tell them to do it, but we have a nation filled, half of our cats, plus, are obese or overweight. And those cats physically cannot turn in midair to do this. Also, very old cats aren't able to do this. Very young kittens aren't yet able to do this. But even cats that are able to right themselves, think about it now, think about this thing called gravity. So if you're falling from 2 stories, completely different topic, which I can talk about. But if you're falling from 10 stories, 20, 30, 40 stories up, yeah, that gravity happens. And so does velocity. So you've got a cat falling all that distance, and they do land on all fours. What happens? Well, the legs stop them, so their body, their stomachs, don't hit the ground. Saves their life, maybe. But their chin and their head keep going. So they have broken jaws. And sometimes they bang their head against the pavement and they die that way. Also, with their legs hitting on all four, they break their legs. I mean, if, you know, imagine going from 30 stories up or whatever it is, and you're landing straight as I'm standing now talking to you, you're going to break your legs. And a cat's legs are not as sturdy as our own. They're easily going to break maybe all four. So, yes, sometimes the cats do survive, but it's still not good news for these cats that fall from great heights. So, why am I telling you about this? Well, let's keep our cats safe. Make sure the screens on your windows are secure. And if you do allow a cat out on a balcony, not a bad idea if the cat is on a harness and leash and a responsible person is holding that leash. So nothing bad can happen. Don't depend. I mean, I've talked to people that, oh, my cat knows that that the cat is way up here on the 8th floor. That my cat knows not to jump. Well, the cat's not going to jump just because the cat wants to jump. Yeah, your cat does know. But again, a bird comes by, a butterfly goes bloop, 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 bloop. That's what butterflies do. Pretty little butterfly. And the cat goes boing. Instinct takes over. And the cat can lose a life. So be careful because, again, it's like dogs in hot cars. Some of you are thinking, Steve, of course I would never leave my dog in a hot car. But I'm telling you, just a couple of weeks ago, at a veterinary office, at a veterinary office, and I feel horrible for the owner of these dogs. Plural, 6 dogs. Some of the dogs were aggressive to other dogs. That's the story. So she did not want to go in to the clinic with her dogs until the veterinarian was ready to see her. It was very hot out. She left the motor running, the air conditioning is on, everything is fine. She goes in, I don't know why she was there for 45 minutes. She's there for 45 minutes, comes back to the car, motor is off, air conditioning is off. And she has dogs, all 6 of them, in heat stroke. Not a single dog survived. So, please, don't take a chance. And it's the same thing with the cats that I'm talking about with high-rise syndrome. Coming up next, the conversation with Rory Diamond of Canines for Warriors. Wait until you hear about this organization.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Rory Diamond is the CEO of an organization called Canines for Warriors. And Rory, I think first we start with an explanation of what this organization is.
Sure. What Canines for Warriors does is we go around the country looking for rescue dogs. We bring them down to our campus in Florida, and we train them to be service dogs for American veterans with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injuries. Then we bring those veterans down to our campus. They stay with us for 3 weeks, and we train them how to use their dog, and then they go home with their dog, and we support them for the rest of their life. And we are seeing incredible turnarounds for our veterans who have been suffering with the living nightmare of post-traumatic stress.
All right, so when you go to the Veterans Administration website, at least as of a few months ago, I don't know about right now, clearly they have tons of information about PTSD. There's no question that this is a real thing. They concede it's a real thing. If there is a drug that works without a side effect called a dog, why wouldn't they be supportive of that?
It's a mind-blowing question because there's so much obvious evidence that a service dog will help a veteran with PTSD. I mean, if you just look at our organization, you can see that our warriors are going back to school, they're going back to work, they're staying alive even. And the VA looks at that and says, that's not good enough, that's not sufficient evidence. that a veteran can be benefited by a service dog.
What do they want? I mean, you know, so I've had on the various platforms that I have, whether it be on television, radio, in print, I've talked to veteran after veteran who has said, this dog makes... I remember we had a veteran up at one of the radio studios, and he had a little dog, a pug, named Meatball in his lap. And he said, without this dog, I would not go outside the house, let alone come downtown to go to a radio studio, no way, no how. And right. Now I'm actually working a part-time job.
Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, I think the VA wants to prove that there's a biological, physiological change in the veteran. And so that's exactly what we're proving, that the cortisol levels change, their heart rate changes, their activity level changes, their sleep is longer and deeper. And we'll come back and give them that evidence. But before we even get to that point, there are veterans committing suicide today, tomorrow, the next day, and the VA knows this works, and I think they just don't want to pay for it. And to me, that's a completely ridiculous excuse when this money could not only save our veterans' lives, but could reduce the number of prescription drugs that the VA is forced to pay for to begin with.
So the last president of the United States, President Obama, said, I care about our veterans first. Our current president, Donald Trump, says, I care about our veterans first. So Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter to me. It seems the results aren't happening.
The ship is turning, as they say, and I say it's turning far, far too slowly. If we do nothing else, we need to hire tons of new people for the VA to help our veterans who are suffering PTSD to lower this suicide crisis. Or why do we have a VA to begin with? Let's just get the help to them. I don't care who passes it, who votes for it, who's the president. Let's just get it done.
Yeah. And you're getting help as far as funding this research because you're a not-for-profit organization. You're saving dogs. We didn't talk about that. These dogs that you're training come from rescue organizations. Many of these dogs would be destined not to live, and now they're not only living, they're saving potentially a human life as well. I mean, it's a win-win all the way around.
We save the dog, and the dog saves the warrior.
Yeah, but all this costs money, and you're getting some help in that regard now from a pet food company.
Absolutely. So we have Merrick Pet Food. These folks are absolutely incredible. They partnered with us, and they gave us all the dog food we need. So these dogs that come in hungry and sick can be brought up back to health with this incredible food. And now for the month of July, if you buy Heroes Banquet, our co-branded dog food, in Petco's across America and other independent pet retailers, they're giving a dollar to us, every single one of those sold, to help pay for our research.
That's huge, you know. And also what you didn't say, I happen to know they're donating pet food to you every single day for the dogs that you're training. I mean...
Correct.
Yeah, it's really quite incredible, but you can contribute yourself and learn more about this great organization, Canines for Warriors, and the website, I assume, is caninesforwarriors.org.
You got it. And the other thing folks can do is contact their local representative to support the Puppies Assisting Wounded Service Persons Act, the PAWS Act, which would force the VA to start funding service dog agencies like Canines for Warriors who are helping veterans with PTSD get service dogs.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much, sir, and thank you for all the work you do.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Next, your telephone calls. It's you. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Toll free.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today. 800
Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
First, we have cat calling about a dog. Or is that dog calling about a cat?
It's cat calling about a dog.
Well, I had a 50-50 shot at that. What's going on?
I have relapsing and remitting, sometimes more relapsing, multiple sclerosis.
Mm.
And my gait can be awfully poor.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally it even affects my eyesight where I don't want to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And other times I'm fine. And so on the times that I'm fine, like this morning, and I got to take my dog to the beach, it's great. I'd like to make him a service dog. He is, for his breed, technically he's a Staffordshire Terrier, but everybody looks at him and goes, oh, pit bull.
Yeah, doesn't that drive you crazy?
Not really, because he's so damn good looking.
Yeah, but you know what? You can go to communities all over this country, and I'm happy yours is not one of them, where your dog would be banned just because it's presumed to be a pit bull.
Oh, I don't see how anybody could get to know him.
They don't get to know him. The legislators say we don't allow X, Y, and Z in our community, and I'm also glad that you're not paying more for homeowners insurance because of the dog you have. And yes, it's wrong, and if you actually knew your dog, it would not make any sense, but this is happening still all over America.
Which is why he's a Staffordshire Terrier.
Well, but it doesn't matter. I mean, the way the law is written, it includes any dog presumed to be a pit bull, which include the bully breeds, which includes yours, the American Staffordshire Terrier.
So does that mean they're not going to let me make a service dog out of him?
It does not mean that. But I really believe that you can, if your dog is suited to be a service dog, you can say your dog is a service dog.
I don't need any special certification. I did look on the website, or a friend of mine did for me, to see about harnesses that, you know, have the metal part or whatever they make it out of metal.
You could buy those online.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So all I got to do is put one of those on my dog, and then he can go into the grocery store with me?
Yeah. You know, I don't know that it's... I think these dogs ought to be certified as service dogs, but that's not the way the law reads. And if you say your dog is a service dog, I really believe, unless your dog has a temperament that proves otherwise,
that
you can bring your dog anywhere. And in your case, you absolutely have a legitimate reason for that. Now, I think, personally, these dogs ought to be certified, but that's not, as I said, that's not the way the law reads at the moment.
Can I get a little bandana for him that says service dog?
Oh,
so
sure.
That it's never in question?
Yeah, all of
Where
that.
Where do I get that?
All of that is available on the internet.
Okay.
All right, so hold on.
Okay.
866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's happening?
Well, I have a 2-year-old English cocker who gained 10 pounds in 1 year.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she's only 2.
That's like you or I gaining, I don't know, 80 or 90 pounds.
I know.
That's not good.
No.
What happened? What went wrong?
I don't know. I know that he's a hog, but he's not, you know, he doesn't eat that much, and I'm wondering if it isn't what I'm feeding him.
What are you feeding him?
Well, I was feeding him Benefil because the vet said high fiber.
No, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, well, then I hear, oh, no, that has a lot of sugar, and only feed him something that has protein. So I bought Purina One that has a lot of protein. The first ingredient is tuna.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not tuna.
Chicken?
First ingredient is turkey.
Oh, okay.
But, and then I'm hearing maybe, you know, something more expensive from a Petco type place would be better. So I would
You can go to a premium brand, but my guess it's not only what you're feeding him, but what he might be eating between meals.
Oh, I know. And we've really cut back on that in the last 3 or 4 months, but he doesn't seem to be losing weight.
Okay.
And he does exercise, you know, after work, so.
What are you feeding him between meals?
Nothing. We really aren't.
Really? Not getting any table scraps?
No.
Really?
No. Really.
Are there kids in the house?
No, there's another dog, and I try to separate their foods, you know, because he eats about the same thing. So I'm thinking maybe he just pushes that dog over and eats that dog's food. I don't know.
What I would do is I would measure everybody's food. Measure food for one dog, measure food for the other dog, feed them in 2 different places. And, and for both dogs, it's not a bad idea. And we'll send you a Kong toy, but I love the idea of feeding dogs from food dispensing toys.
Okay.
So that way your dog moves around and is burning a little bit of calories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you leave the house, what I would do is feed
90% of the food at those specific times, whatever times you feed your dogs. Feed them separately so you know exactly that they're getting the amount of food allocated for that dog, no more, no less.
Okay.
Then for that 10%, leave the food in different places around the house so your dog has to search for them. Not only is that actually entertaining and fun for your dog, but it's a way to burn off calories.
Okay.
So that's one thing I would do. Now, you said you take the dog for a walk?
Oh, no, he runs off-leash about a mile every night.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That should be enough exercise.
Right, right.
So try to more carefully. My guess is that this dog is getting, what's his name?
Baxter.
Baxter is getting whatever he should be getting for dinner, but also getting, what's your other dog's name?
Lily.
Getting half of Lily's food.
Okay.
Or at least some good percent of it.
Uh-huh.
A good percent that either that or somebody's walking into your house during the day and tossing cookies at your dog.
I don't think so, but...
Something's going on that I'm missing. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
So we're going to send you one Kong toy so you can get an advanced start on that program. Then, also don't expect a crash diet. That actually would not be healthy for your dog.
Okay.
So you don't want that to happen. But,
right.
But I do want to hear from you in 6 weeks, say.
Okay.
And I want to know how it's going.
Okay.
Now, do you have a scale at home that you could weigh your dog on?
No, I don't. But between the two of them, you know, when I go to the vet, I always bring both of them when we go.
Do you have a scale for yourself?
No, I don't. Well, I just threw it away recently. I'm going to have to get one. But, yeah,
okay.
I can easily weigh him.
Yeah,
I mean,
you could weigh yourself on the scale and then look at that weight and then weigh the dog and then do a little arithmetic and you can adjust it to however much you lie about your weight.
Okay, so this will be real accurate.
That's how I weigh myself. We have videos on appropriate dog training, so how to positively motivate using treats like Vitabone trainers to teach your dog to walk at your side. We have all sorts of different medical topics in the dog world, in the cat world, everything from feline infectious peritonitis, or FIP, to the canine influenza virus and the dog flu and how that's been going around, and it really has, and what you can do about it. And an interesting question about the dog flu happens to be our email question of the week. You can email me, Steve at PetWorldRadio.net. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative. My favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I don't believe your boss is going to allow you to have the day off or check your chip day, referring to microchips. What is that about? Why do you need to check your pet's microchip? Dr. Janet Donlin will be here. She is the, get this now, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's pretty fancy.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
This I find fascinating is the question, dear Steve, I want to know if wild canines like wolves, coyotes, and fox can get the dog flu. It's an interesting question, I think. Yeah, you can email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. Behavior questions are kind of where I live, but I thought this one was so interesting. And I've been talking about the dog flu, and it really is spreading around the country. So is it also spreading to wild canines? Well, nobody knows. I mean, you know, if there's a if there's a coyote coughing in the forest and there's no one to hear it, how would you know, you know? So as far as anyone knows, the canine flu has not yet been discovered in wild canines. Kind of curious as to why you asked the question. Do you have any wild wolves in your house? I don't know. It's though possible. So medically speaking, it is conceivable with exposure to dogs that wild canines could get it. But again, I don't know the answer to that question. Here's what I do know. I know that our pet dogs are getting it, and they're getting it all over the country. There's two strains of dog flu. One is called H3N8, and the one that more recently arrived in America. It was known in Southeast Asia, but arrived in America in 2015. And no one knows exactly how the flu got here. But it did, and it first hit Chicago, and then dogs that traveled, as dogs do at this time of year, happened to travel with the flu, and they brought it with them all over the country. And now the canine flu has popped up at dog shows, at dog kennels, sadly at dog shelters, sadly because that's a confined situation that not much can be done about. Now, how sick do these dogs get? Well, they don't feel well. You know, it's just like us with the flu. At least in 80% of the cases. In about 20% of the cases, dogs don't even know they're sick. They feel fine. They feel great. They're out fetching a tennis ball. They're doing what they do. The problem is they're still infectious to other dogs. And you, as a pet owner, have no idea that your dog is spreading flu. Now, let me get back to that 80%. So a bunch of them are coughing, and they're coughing for a long time and keeping you up at night. And that's not comfortable for the dog to be coughing so hard. It's that deep chest cough that some of us have had. So this is a respiratory virus, which we've all had at some point in our lives. And this is one of those bronchial things. It's real deep cough. And it's uncomfortable for the dog. But when we're hearing it at 3 in the morning, it's uncomfortable for us, too. Like the flu we get, there are things that veterinary medicine can do to make your dog more comfortable. There is no instant cure. It's not a bacterial infection, so there's no antibiotic that will work for a viral infection, which this is. So what do? You treat as best you can, and if it gets bad enough, the veterinarian intervenes and helps your dog to feel more comfortable, all of which is good. Here's what's not so good. A percent of dogs thought to be 4 or 5% actually die because it develops into pneumonia. And a percent of those dogs, and all of those dogs, expensive to treat, and some of those dogs don't survive. Well, even if the percent is, like I said, 4 or 5%, and it's small, what if that is your dog? The good news is that it doesn't have to be. Dog flu can be prevented. Two ways to do that. One is avoid contact with all other dogs. And if your dog is that kind of dog, or you live on the 80th floor of a high-rise, and even then you're not necessarily protected if you take out your dog into the elevator where there are other dogs. Because dogs can leave virus behind, sticking in things in the elevator, and in fact, dogs can get it that way, and have gotten it that way. A lot of them in places like the aforementioned Chicago. So what do, really? So unless you live in a remote area and your dog really, really is in not contact ever with other dogs, then you're okay. Or vaccinate the dog. It just kind of makes sense to me. Now, when you vaccinate, here's what you do. You give it an initial shot, and then about 3 weeks later, a booster. For the full effect, you do need that booster. So if you're still planning on going on vacation, now is the time to think about vaccinating. And think about also where you're going. So even if there's no dog flu where you're at, I'd still say think about vaccinating, but for sure if there's dog flu where you are going. So that is an important component as well. I have a lot more information about all of this on my website, which is stevedale.tv. Email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, the conversation about ticks and tick disease truly is an epidemic, and Dr. Byron Blackburn will be here to tell us what that's all about.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention. Hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
It's been in the news in the Chicago area where I live, and that is a little girl who died of Lyme disease, directly related, doctors have said this, to a tick bite. That's where Lyme comes from. You know, the thing is that we can do more to prevent. It's crazy, I think, anyway. We'll see if veterinary parasitologist Dr. Byron Blackburn of Auburn agrees with me. We could do more to protect our pets from tick disease, our dogs, than we can ourselves. Is that a fair enough statement?
It is. It is. We have very effective products, a number of very effective products, and just compliant use of them. Convenient products that are highly effective that interfere with the tick's abilities to attach and transmit disease that work very, very well, and as you mentioned, that are effective against a number of other agents, too. There's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't be taking advantage of these available products more than we are.
You know, it really does make me angry because it's, at least in our dogs, we really can take absolute steps. We can do some things to help as far as people go, but in dogs, we could take some absolute steps that'll make the difference. I don't understand why tick disease isn't more in our news cycle. Eventually, I think it will be because it seems like there's more of it.
Well, you know, the reason Lyme is so popular in the public press, you know, and we hear so much about it is because it's sort of amplified because of its humans. You know, the dog, of course, is just as susceptible to the Lyme disease agent as a human is. Both humans and dogs get their Lyme disease infections from ticks. So anywhere humans are that are exposed to ticks and get Lyme, dogs are likely to also. And it's not just Lyme. It's anaplasmosis. It's ehrlichiosis. There are even a whole host of new agents that we identify as just looking at a CDC sort of telecast yesterday. And the numbers of diseases are expanding. And, yeah, we need to spend more time on dogs and protecting our dogs because we do have available agents, and they're susceptible to many of the same agents that humans are.
You know, I get these emails all the time from well-meaning people who go online and they look for other things. They want natural products, so I'm unsure what that really means. And I just got a note about brewer's yeast preventing fleas and tick bites. That's not the case. In fact, people who do what you do explain that brewer's yeast actually can encourage fleas. But where do you go to get the right tick product? And I say the right tick product because you mentioned at least some of, we can include Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever and others, some of the tick diseases, and some of them, most of them are geographic. So it really matters to match the right product, I suspect, with where you live as well, as your dog's lifestyle.
The question that you ask is a good one, and the answer is a simple one, and that's see your veterinarian. Your veterinarian is the best resource, comprehensive resource for available products, which products will work best for your pet, which diseases are prevalent in your area, which products are likely to be easier for you as a pet owner in your situation, numbers of pets, your capability to administer them. So the veterinarian is your resource. Even if you elect to purchase your products at a store outside the veterinary practice, your veterinarian can still guide you in selection of products.
All of the time I hear about, and I suspect it happens more often with you, from people who say, but I used fill-in-the-blank something, often that they read online, that it didn't work, and now they're very upset about it, and understandably so.
Exactly. And, you know, these products that are approved by our federal regulatory agencies go through extensive investigation to test safety, efficacy, and what I call nostrums are products that are reported to have efficacy but don't. You mentioned brewer's yeast. There's a whole host of garlic. You know, there are a whole host of other things.
Sure.
Do not undergo extensive evaluations and controlled tests. So the products that reach the market, particularly those sold through veterinary practices, have gone through such extensive research and evaluation. And we know that in the vast, vast majority of cases, they're effective, safe, easy to use. But choosing the right one can be difficult without expert input and opinion, and that's where the veterinarian comes into play. The internet is a very useful resource, Steve. You know that, and I use it myself. But you have to be careful about information that you obtain from the internet because not all of it is valid, not all of it is substantiated and supported, and certainly there's a certain component of it that's just not at all accurate.
Okay, excellent. Dr. Byron Blackburn, veterinary parasitologist, as always, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Steve.
More on ticks next week with Dr. Blackburn.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.